Now joined here with Coach Amy Felker here in the post game, and I think if there's two things to look at, it's kind of similar to the first game, although this was close at the end. Too many offensive rebounds for Cimarron, and a string, too many strings of turnovers in succession.
You know, late in the game, in the third, fourth quarter, we gave them two, three shots to look at the basket. You know, we got to do a better job of getting the backside, backside rebounds. That really cost us big. They got too many easy baskets. Turnovers, we just got to take care of the ball and make sure we do the little things right.
Do you think maybe some of those unforced errors at some crucial times is maybe overthinking things?
You know, we probably were. We were trying to get where we needed to go, and we were just thinking it was going to be there, and it wasn't there. You know, we just got to be under control and look at the play and react to what they're giving us and make the right pass.
You had a big game there from Brooke Strine. She only had 4 points in the first meeting, but she is close to a double-double, 16 points for her. And I thought that was big for her after a scoreless game last week against Hugoton. And she really felt comfortable scoring tonight, and Amber got to the line a lot tonight, and that was big for her.
You know, we've been really talking to Brooke about, you know, being strong and going to the basket and want to be a scorer. And she's been working hard for us this last week, and, you know, she took it out to the court. She was attacking the basket. Mm-hmm. She wasn't going away from the basket. So, you know, she did a great job. Amber was really going hard to the basket and trying to get to the foul line. You know, when they're going to call that many fouls, we got to attack and get to the free throw line just like they were.
I thought the opportunities that you did present yourself here tonight, being down for most of all that fourth quarter, coming back to tight, you guys just stayed strong that time. It wasn't like that the first time around, and it was a different ball game for you guys there tonight.
You know, we stayed strong. We could have really just let loose, and, you know, We just need to play four quarters. We need to play solid for four quarters and not give up offensive rebounds and the turnovers. But, you know, there's a lot of positives coming out of this. You know, we've got some scores coming back that are starting to attack the basket. You know, we just got to get all four quarters together at the same night.
Now, I know Michaela Miller ended up with 20 points, but those are thought were very hard-earned 20 points. I thought you for most of the ball game, you guys – really did not give her an easy shot.
You know, the first half, she really controlled the first half, I think. You know, she was cutting to the middle, and we weren't stopping her. You know, however, Brooke was right there, but she was getting the ball whenever she wanted to. You know, second half, we put Erica on her and made Erica just follow her around, and the girls did a lot better job of knowing where she was at, not letting her get those easy shots. So, you know, defensively, Erica played a really solid game against her in the second half.
You end a brutal month of January here, and now you flip into February on Tuesday, and it's not going to be an easy test against an improving Hayes team.
Hayes is tough. You know, they're young, but they're solid. They play good defense. They have the offensive threats. And being on their home court, you know, we're going to have to have our A game. We're going to have to be ready. But these girls are ready to go, and they know what our job is now, four quarters.
You bet. Amy Felker, coach, joining us here post-game. Thanks again for the time here, coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again.